Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Good morning. If you, like us, are tired of seeing Amitabh Bachchan, the Kishore Biyani of advertising models, promoting products from hair oil to underwear, well, the good news is that we have one ad less of him. A Mumbai-based jeweler had to withdraw its ad in which Bachchan plays an honest man along with his daughter. Well, how we wish it was for playing an honest man that may have enraged people. Instead, it was because it showed the bank officers in bad light. Well, without any winks and hugs, we start the week with today's editorial with more honesty than Amitabh Bachchan's bank accounts and Nirmala Sitharaman's statements in the parliament. A truth universally acknowledged is that the more liberal, secular and educated the state is, the better it is, and the latest Public Affairs Index reaffirms it. Kerala retained its number one spot as the best state in India, followed by Tamil Nadu, Telangana and Karnataka. And coincidentally, actually it's not a coincidence, they are all non-BJP states and also happen to be all states in South India. Madhya Pradesh, Jharkhand and Bihar ranked the lowest on the PAI, with Bihar definitely being the worst. And while we are on a state, let's get on to the statelessness of some of these states. From North India, of course, example, Rajasthan. Just the day after India's Home Minister Rajnath Kadininda Singh said that lynchings are a state subject, Rajasthan, ruled by BJP's Vasundhara Raje Sindhya, was out to prove how the state takes care of lynchings. Actually, it takes care of the cows before it takes the victim to a hospital, stopping for a tea break in between, especially if the victim happens to be a Muslim. And yes, we do have facts on our side to back it. According to India Spends, 97% cow lynchings after 2010 happened after 2014. 86% killed are Muslim, 8% Dalit. Well, that's a fact that determines a conclusion that states are complicit in these cult killings, and the latest lynching is just another life lost to prove this. Well, according to NDTV, the man who died in Rajasthan's Alwar after being beaten by a mob on suspicion of cattle smuggling was in police custody for 3 hours 45 minutes before he was taken to a hospital earlier on Saturday. The police first arranged for vehicles to take the seized cows to a shelter. Cows are definitely more important than humans, especially if they are Muslims. Not only this, tea break is also more important than taking a Muslim victim to a hospital. So that the hospital is literally a stone's throw from the police station. So the police had several rounds of tea before getting medical help, and by the time they did, the man was dead. Well, police's version is that the 28-year-old Rakhbar Khan died on way to hospital. They have arrested three persons from Alwar's Lalawandi village who they say will be charged with murder. Rakhbar Khan and his friend were targeted when they were seen taking home a couple of cows they had bought from a nearby village. Well, just to remind you, the other day Harvard-educated Union Minister Jayant Sinha had garlanded lynching accused on bail. But there is more outrage over Rahul Gandhi's hug and wink. Maybe giving someone a sleepless night. And in this case, it is India's defense minister. The more she seems to hide behind rhetoric, the more guilty she appears. Well, guilty of all? Well, guilty of lying to the citizens, and that too in the parliament. 2 days after his blistering attack on Prime Minister Modi and Nirmala Sitharaman over the Rafael deal, Rahul Gandhi is back at it on Sunday. Gandhi was again calling out Sitaraman for her confusing response on secrecy surrounding the Rafael deal. In a tweet, Gandhi said that the minister flip-flops between it's not a secret and it's a big secret. Well, in one instance, they did give out the price of the jets when Manohar Parrikar was the defense minister and Sitaraman was trying to make in India. Once she took over, she did a press conference all ready to disclose the price. Then suddenly something happened and everything became secret and in national interest, and questioning it made you anti-national. Till now, the French embassy, including the French president, have not said anything about the price of these jets. The max this statement say is about a generic security agreement. For a moment, let us say that the price and security is in national interest. Then why the hell on earth was Reliance, not Mukesh, but Anil, who has enough red flags of debt on its suit, was given the contract and not a public company like HAL, and that to a company who hasn't even made a bicycle, let alone a fighter jet airplane. But yes, hugs and winks are far more dangerous to the country. Well, there's no scarcity of questions, even though the supply of truth seems to be low, just like eggs in Kolkata. And no, there wasn't any mass culling of chickens or hurling of eggs at a political rally that caused it. It's largely because of a massive TMC rally that took place in Kolkata, which has left the city with scarcity of eggs, leading to an increase in its price. Well, in order to maintain the food supply for the lack of TMC supporters, the leaders there had to order in lakhs of eggs. We will have to wait and watch what Amit Shah will now serve at the rally. And from eggs running scarce in Kolkata, we move to Himachal, where five people have died in a massive fire that broke out in a residential complex in Mandi today. Initial reports suggest that the cause of the fire could be a cylinder blast. Many people are feared trapped in the building at Nair Chowk in Mandi, according to the district authorities. And a quick roundup of international news, and surprisingly, no Trump and Putin grabbing the headlines, though their shadows are still lurking on the current affairs. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani yesterday cautioned US President Donald Trump about pursuing hostile policies against Tehran, saying war with Iran is the mother of all wars, but did not rule out peace between the two countries. And on to sports, where the inherent racism, Eurocentrism and white supremacy are all getting highlighted in a country with a deeply checkered past, Germany. Mesut Ozil has announced his retirement from international football with immediate effect, the midfielder hitting out at what he perceived to be unfair discrimination surrounding his meeting with the Turkish president Recep Erdogan in May, making direct reference to Reinhard Grindel, president of the DFB. Ozil said that people with racially discriminative backgrounds should not be allowed to work in the largest football federation in the world that has players from dual heritage families. Attitude like theirs simply do not reflect the players they supposedly represent. In the eyes of Grindel and his supporters, I'm German when we win, but I'm an immigrant when we lose. And that's all we have for you for today. Have a great start to the week. We will be back with more. Until tomorrow, goodbye from takeapart.in.